Good morning and welcome to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York, member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. I'm Peter Greco.
Good morning, Peter. David Brownstein. I'm taking a little bit of time here because I, you know, with the barbershops and everything being closed, I don't want to mess my hair up with the headsets.
I guess that's the least of your problems.
It is.
But anyway, it is Saturday, March 21st, 2020, which I thought was the first day of spring, but David told me spring was official a couple days ago.
Yep.
So I guess I missed that.
Yeah, it's all right.
I think the weather kind of missed it, too, but right now it is 10:05 in the morning, and we always say that because this show is rebroadcast on this station, ESPN 1520 AM out of Buffalo, New York, at midnight, unless there's a sporting event, which there won't be for a while. But anyway, when there is a sporting event at midnight for some strange reason, we'll be on after the sporting event. Also, every Saturday morning, we are available live streaming from 10 to 11 a.m. If you go to our website, saperston.com, that's S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says live streaming, and you should be all set. Also at the website, all of our shows are archived, so you can either replay a show or pick up a show that you missed at the website. Once again, go to saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This time this is Chat and Archives. Click on Archives, and you're all set for the archives. And then finally, last but not least, every week there's a free economic report available at the website from Stone and McCarthy. Usually brief, understandable. They go over a lot of facts and some opinions, and you know, economists all have some opinions, but at least you get some interesting information. So
yeah,
we encourage you to, you know, go to the website. What's that under? The free commentary or something? Or
it's
what?
Under Weekly Economic.
Weekly Economic?
Oh, hence.
So,
yes.
So hit the Weekly Economic tab and you get a free economic report there.
Yeah, it's they go into a little bit about the attempt to get some money into the system, and there's a couple interesting charts there that show how they came up with this $1,000, which is for rent, heat, and food in a monthly, as of 2018, family of four for certain, yeah, something like that. So that's how they came up, but they...
Well, you sound enthused about it, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to be nice.
I know you're trying to be nice. Okay.
Kinder,
that's hard
gentler,
to believe. But
kinder and gentler.
Right now, all the phone lines are wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, or toll-free, 800-879-7541. Once again, 803-1520, toll-free, 800-879-7541. And if for some reason you don't want to call in, you can use our chat box. If you go to saperston.com, click on the Dollar Doctor tab. This is Chat and Archives, and go to the bottom, and there's a place to type in a question, type in a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do with it. Right now, we're going to go to Pete in East Aurora. Good morning.
Hi. Good morning, Peter. Good morning, David.
Good morning, sir.
Hi. I have the same question that I did last week. Hear anything about the money market funds?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve. Yeah, the Federal Reserve said they're going to back up the money market funds.
Yeah, that I did hear that.
Yeah, so that's it. I mean, it's what more can you say? They said they'll back it up, and I guess you have to believe that.
Yeah, I guess just like they say they insure all your bank accounts too. Well, I could say I'll insure all the accounts at Saperston, too, but I'm beginning to think one's as ludicrous as the other.
Well, it depends. I mean, this is something totally unusual, and it's something that's, you know, I don't think it's ever been done before, to tell you the truth.
What?
This type of
financial
backing up.
No, it's, they're doing more than they did in 2008. Yeah,
exactly.
Nine,
yeah.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, they are. Well, I think at this point one is equally as safe as the other, the federally insured accounts and the treasury accounts.
Well, all I can say is they're doing everything possible and beyond anything ever done before. So we'll have to see how it all plays out.
Yeah, I guess that's that's all we can
That's all we can do.
When do you think gold's going to go up?
I wish I knew.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, there's no asset class that hasn't been hit.
Right. There was, well, it was up $20 on Friday, but there are huge liquidations.
Yeah.
People are liquidating things.
Yeah. You know, that's in other words, the saying on Wall Street is you liquidate what you can.
And, two or three days ago, the gold stocks shot up, even though the physical metal was down.
Yep.
And Friday, nobody touched them. They couldn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
And gold was up.
Right.
It's very hard.
It's very hard
to correlate it.
It is very difficult in this environment to figure out where to be, you know, because it just changes from day to day. And everybody's having the same problem. And you're having these liquidations, as David said. I think it's affected. I was trying to figure, why did Treasury yields go up? You know, they went up because people are liquidating Treasuries to pay, cover their redemptions, their all sorts of things.
Same thing with munis.
Yeah, munis.
Munis got
buried because they're liquidating any assets to cover other assets that are underwater, margin calls. Very difficult.
You got to remember, as opposed to 5 years ago, there's a proliferation of these ETFs that you can buy in any different sector. You can go long, you can go short. You can go two times, three times, four times. And when things are going good, you know, they're out there buying short and blah, blah. Mm-hmm. When things are bad like this and people are liquidating, they have to liquidate those.
Yeah.
And if you're a corporation, whether you're Vanguard, PIMCO, Eaton Vance, you name it, you know, they have to raise cash. They're doing whatever they got to do. And the dealers know that. Everybody knows it. And it's a panic, you know, type of thing.
Yeah, I can't even figure out something as simple as TLH. I guess it's a 20-year Treasury bond ETF. It was going down earlier in the week. Interest rates effectively went up, and it's going up.
That is the direct Treasury one there?
Yeah, the iShare, 10-20-year Treasury
the
bond.
That's what I mean. It's
figure out where that's
trying to figure any of this out is almost impossible, I hate to say it. You know, what you think logically should be happening doesn't happen because you don't know what's going on underneath the surface.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
Yeah, what is the classic saying? I'll leave you with. The market can remain irrational longer than you can remain solvent.
We appreciate that one.
We'll be fine through this. We'll be fine.
Okay. I'll let you go.
Okay, take care. Right now, phone lines wide open. Give us a call, 803-1520, toll free, 800-879-7541. Or if you want to go to our chat box, go to the website, saperston.com, S-A-P-E-R-S-T-O-N.com. Click on the Dollar Doctor tab that says chat and archives. Go to the bottom of the page and either type in a question or a symbol. And if you do type in a symbol, let us know what you're looking to do.
So investors withdrew an unprecedented $35.6 billion from U.S. funds that buy up investment-grade debt as a global market rout. The sum blows through the previous record of $7 billion.
Exactly. So that's you got all these things going on. We're going to go to Vic in Venice, Florida. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
How are things down there?
Hot.
Hot?
Hot. Yeah, it's about 85.
Are there any
today.
Cases of the virus down there at all?
Zero.
Zero. Interesting.
Sarasota is the nearest town, about 30 miles away, and they've had a couple. But there's been nothing. But, you know, the town hasn't shut down at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty free travel. You know, the only thing that's been done, which should have been done a long time ago, is they shut down the beaches.
Right. Spring break.
Yeah.
Yeah, it took DeSantis a while I was surprised because, you know, the kids came down, not so much here, but the panhandle, and Fort Lauderdale.
In Texas, too, they had
some of those areas. And they have no compunction about running around on the beaches, having no cares in the world. Young people can get this as much as older people.
So. Well, they can get it. It may not affect them, but they're carriers too, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the
both,
thing.
Really, there's a fair number that have been affected, but you're right. It can be carriers, and that's even worse because, you know, every person that was a carrier can infect, from what I've read, two or three other people.
Right. So. Exactly. So yeah.
It's pretty bad. But I wanted to ask you first of all. If my numbers are correct, we're down about 35% from the high this year.
Is that about right? Dow's down 32.8.
Down 32.8
down
for the year.
28.7. Yeah. So
you know, I know this is uncharted territory, but what are the next levels to look at?
I'm only laughing because I was reading today from a bunch of technicians, and they said support levels don't seem to matter at all, you know.
And
what is critical that they're all looking at is this 2300 level on the S&P, which mm-hmm. managed to hold despite the debacle on Friday. And I think it closed at, what, 2305 or something like that?
2304.92, 2305, yeah.
So that's the whole area, you know. And, if you're going to get a rebound, which is a possibility at any time, really, but you don't know when, 2300's the area, you know.
Right.
Yeah, the next area that people are looking at is 2000, you know.
So it's about 15% more.
Right.
Yeah. So there's a couple things happening, too, over the weekend. Right now the Senate is meeting, and it looks like they're going to come out and have something ready to be voted on. They say Monday, but apparently, again, this is just my listening to different reports, that they think they're going to get this done, and it could be Monday at 1 a.m. so that, you know, it's done, ready to be open for the market. And this is the, phase three, I think it is.
Yeah.
That may be some positive news. Fridays, the last month and a half, 2 months, even before the coronavirus, Fridays weren't very popular days to be up in the market. So,
well, you know,
I read just a while ago that Pelosi's standing in the way of that bill, that she wants more. She doesn't want more money doled out to small businesses. She wants individuals to be put the assistance. So, you know, to me, if there's nothing positive that comes out of this weekend, we could be in for another.
There's no doubt.
I mean, it's no question. You hate to say, the market's been extremely oversold for a long period of time, hasn't put two back-to-back days up in, I don't know how long, a month at least or something. It's been a long time, several weeks.
I want to ask you guys about three pharmaceuticals that are working on drugs for coronavirus.
Okay, let me say one thing though. Okay.
Okay.
About all of this is the fact that, and I'll give you an example. People are all banking on these companies, which would theoretically be great, at least in terms of helping work on the virus problem. Okay, will the drug companies benefit? Not so sure, because I happen to see the one on Teva. Okay, and Teva's got, I forget what they call that, that works on malaria. Okay.
Yeah.
And it came out, and I said, I'm going to check that in the morning. It's probably going to be too late to jump in. So I go look at Teva, and it's up 50 cents. And I go, why is Teva only up 50 cents? It's because they're giving it away. And I think a lot of these drug companies will have to give the drug away.
Yeah. Yeah, there's not a...
yeah.
This is a serious, this is a pandemic. This is whatever, crisis. Or, yeah. They're not going to be making money on these things.
Right. All right. Well, let me ask you about the first one that's kind of like leading the pack is Regeneron.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I was surprised. Maybe it's based on what you just said, Peter, mm-hmm. that they were down, it was down 10% on Friday,
mm-hmm.
Pretty significantly. But I read an article in Barron's and kind of indicated that they should be maybe should be able to submit this next month, and they should be able to be testing pretty quickly.
Well, I agree, which is good news. You know, it's something that the market in general could seize on for a substantial rally, all right? But in terms of the company, the company's in good shape. There's an article in Barron's this weekend, right? They said, and I think they even said the same thing I had been thinking. I said, oh, they stole it from me, you know. But anyway, they said the companies may not benefit, and they said they're not looking to make money from this,
right.
Okay? But they say Regeneron's just got a great pipeline of drugs and their approach, you know, where they're using those mice that are genetically engineered and coming up. So it's a great stock to keep an eye on.
And this is a stock okay. They came up with the vaccine and the helping
right.
with
yeah.
AIDS.
Yeah,
so
exactly.
They're
yeah,
brilliant
yeah.
company.
So it's
yeah.
something to look at and try to figure out, where there might be an opportunity.
Yeah, close to $438.45. It was five. The last I saw it, it was $500.
Right,
I was surprised it was down this
yep.
long. Yeah.
Right. But yeah, definitely, when it's all, don't count, like I say, don't count on they're going to make money from this, but they have all sorts of other things. And if this proves well, it'll improve the stance of the company in the future.
Their image, yeah.
Exactly.
So quickly, I ask you a couple more.
Mm-hmm.
Inovio.
Yeah, I know. It's
one of the few stocks that was up on Friday.
Yeah, it's a speculator.
What's the symbol?
INO.
INO.
Yeah. I don't know. The thing about it, the only thing that's really interesting about it is it manages to hold support in the 550 area.
Yeah, closed at $7.22. Yeah. You're talking $5.50, just to clarify for
right,
people.
Yeah. So close. What did you say close at?
770,
yeah, right.
722.
So 550, it's been able to hold support, I think what people have to recognize is that everybody's jumping at all these companies, okay? And in the end, most of them are not going to be, longer term type of things. They're trading stocks for now.
Right.
So if you were to be interested in this, you'd have to be out if it dropped to say $5 a share. But, it could run, and it has did it before from $5.50 up to $11.50.
Yeah.
But they're traders right now, trading stocks. I just see everybody jumping at everything. Mm-hmm. There was this stock BMRA, which is, they're coming out with a 10-minute test or something like that.
Right.
And the thing, a client on her own bought it, okay, and bought it at 8. And a day later, it got as high as 23.
Mm.
And now it's back under 8 again, yeah. Right? So everybody's just jumping. These are all, except for companies like Regeneron, that type of thing. These are trading stocks,
Right. Well, let me ask you the last one.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a trading stock, but
right.
Gilead has that Remdesivir drug. But they seem to be also have a pipeline like Regeneron.
Mm-hmm.
73.26.
Yeah, I don't. They do, but I'd probably still
They're much more speculative.
I'd still go with Regeneron. The same.
Regeneron.
Right now,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for the info and stay positive. I guess. Right.
Yeah.
David's doing a good job of that.
Well, I am.
All right.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thanks, Vic.
Okay, we're gonna go next to. Was it Bob in Amherst,
yep,
you're saying?
Once,
Bob,
yep.
Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Peter and David. Hope you and your families are doing well.
I appreciate
you.
It. Same to you, believe me.
The reason I'm calling and first-time caller, and I've been a fan of your program for many a year.
Okay.
The reason I'm calling is, what's your take on the senators, the four senators that sold their stock portfolio with privileged information that was really not known to the public? I'm sure the vast majority of your listeners, including yours truly, if we knew the severity of the coronavirus, we certainly would have done the same thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, if true, you know, if true, and these days I always have to preface everything by if true, because you don't know. You know, some of them said supposedly their advisors did it on their own. Who knows? You know, yeah, maybe they told their advisors. I don't know. But, you know, if in fact they did that, it's despicable. Yeah. But one thing I want to say, I hope they're not going to waste their time doing a big investigation, you know, in terms of things they've done. Don't waste your time with that stuff right now, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's not right if it was done. Yeah.
I had thought that years ago, possibly during the banking crisis, that there was rules that stopped them from doing that. But I'm shocked that it doesn't, you know. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think there is a law was passed, to your point, David. I think it goes back to, 2012-13 area where they were refrained from doing this. But it seems like, you know, the beat goes on, and senators and congresspeople enrich themselves once they gain office, and then they wonder why politicians have a bad name.
Yeah, Barr, the Republican from, I think, one of the Carolinas, he came out and sold his total position, which is the majority of his net worth. Mm-hmm. But he came out and said, I did it based on what I saw on CNBC Asia. That's what I based it on. The other ones are saying, Feinstein, senator from Georgia, are saying, well, we had third party or blind trust
blind trust who did it. Yeah.
Yeah. So I
don't know. You know, but if it's true they really did that, it is despicable.
Yeah. Yeah. One other question I had, I think you touched on this. It seems like as everybody looks at their portfolio of assets, bonds, stocks, cash, money markets, and so on, at least when I look at my portfolio, certainly bonds have, you know, basically been somewhat of a buffet or buffer to the equity decline for sure. But I really am surprised. I'm down about 23% in my total stock portfolio. But are you seeing similar losses on the, you know, the managed funds that you do for your clients, Peter, in terms of those that are not in individual stocks, but they're in, ETFs.
It's not quite like that. It's less than that, you know. But we're down, no question about that.
But it's based on the breakdown. We've got nine models.
And it depends, but all sorts of different models. You know, some of the models that we use were only 20% in the market or 10%, 12%.
Sure.
You know?
Sure.
So it all depends on the model people went into.
Right.
You
know?
Sure, their asset allocation.
Right, exactly.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Well, thank you, guys.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling.
Your comments, and I'll call again.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Right now, give us a call, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. We're going to go next to Richard in Rochester. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Peter. Hi, David.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I thank you guys for continuing with the show, as I thank the gentleman that answered the phone when I called. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it very much.
That's all right.
Well, Lucas gets paid the big buck to do it, so.
Way to go, Lucas. thank you, guys. I couldn't wait to talk to you this week. A little bit different than the previous 27 years. Normally, I develop a list of things I want to talk to you about, stocks and equities and such. Today, I already have a list. I know what I want to buy, I think, depending on what happens with their dividends. But I'm just not quite sure when to start getting back in. And I wanted to hear your opinion. I don't think we're going to see a V-shaped recovery. And I wanted to hear what you all thought about that. And I think we have time to get in once we get confirmation things have turned around a little. Any opinions?
Well, I've been using the third. So somebody wants to put $30,000 in, because I've gotten calls, a number of clients that want to put money in. I said, well, you want to put in $30,000, let's go ahead, let's pick, you know, talk about what you want, and let's put $10,000 in first and see what happens. It's either going to be a V, a U, or an L, and depending on how long, there's so many unknowns, Richard. There's so many unknowns.
Right.
But I'll tell you, I know myself, I'm sort of pent up. I'm sort of a thrifty guy, although I do like to buy things, and I'm like, because I'll sometimes grab my grandsons and, you know, offer to take them to the mall, and I can't even get my car washed. I mean, I'm sort of, you know, pent up. So I think I'm not that much unlike a lot of people. Now, I'm working. I have an income as opposed to, you know, some of the kids right. that work at the car wash or the pizzeria or, you know, I feel bad for people. Then. So it depends what happens. So,
yeah.
Well, the catch is, you know, at any time you could have a heck of a rally, okay?
Sure.
Maybe go up 20%, you know, it's possible.
Sure.
But the question is that just one more rally to suck everybody in? I don't know.
Is it sustainable? It hasn't been sustainable, right?
Right, yeah. This is such uncharted territory.
Yeah, it's very, very difficult, you know. It's no question about it, you know. And I think if you get a heck of a rally, you have to decide what you want to do.
They're talking GDP being down 24% and unemployment going to be 3 million. This is uncharted. Usually when we have a recession, you sort of ease into it a little. I mean, but...
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know if we'll have those two quarters.
But. Yeah, but one thing, I hate to bring up 1929, okay, but...
Well, you were there. So.
I was there. I remember that well. But anyway, you had the first big crash, okay, in 1929. And then the market rallied for several months into, I think, about June or so of 1930, went up 50%, you know, recovered 50% of the loss, all right? And what happened is it sucked everybody back in, and then the final tank came, you know. And you don't know. That's the catch. I'm not saying it's 1929.
No, but you have to
consider the possibilities.
If you don't know the past, you could maybe be doomed to repeat it.
Exactly. And one thing that bothers me, I mean, I've had these discussions, you know, with different people, is that everybody's focused on the virus and the help from the government and so forth and so on. And that's all important, but what they're missing, I believe, is the damage that's going to be done to the whole economic system and how long is it going to take to recover from that, all right? And also, what dominoes are going to fall? You know, I was talking to David before when I came in. I said in 2007, 2008, in my opinion, they made a big mistake by not bailing out Lehman Brothers. And that's what contributed to the total disaster because they didn't realize all the derivatives that were tied to Lehman Brothers. And all of those started toppling. Now, are these relationships out there again? You know, the Fed is not all knowing, right? You know,
it's Fed and Treasury,
right? Yeah, they're in uncharted territory, just like everybody else, and they're doing the best they can. But you don't know what all the interrelationships are. You know, you had one commodity firm fail, I guess, on Friday. You know, and they went belly up. You know, not to frighten anybody, but be aware that just because you see the virus and you see a good rally or whatever, there's other things that are going to take a while. And then just think when this is all over. You know, I see people that the cruise line stocks had a big jump, right? You'd really think people, as soon as it's over, are going to start booking cruises?
Not me.
It's going to take a while. I mean, eventually, yeah. It'll go back to, quote, normal, you know. But the world is different right now. Things have changed, and, you know, just be aware of it, you know.
I mean, look, normally at this stage of the market, I'd be looking at something like Boeing, BA,
mm-hmm.
and it's trading at $95 a share. The 52-week high was $400. The yield is so high now because the stock is so low. And I'd be chomping at the bit to get in, and now I'm not sure if they're going to survive at all. You know,
well,
and they said, well, the airlines is a small portion of their business.
All right.
Defense is their major, but you know what? It's pretty scary. It's
well, here's one thing that people are not taking into consideration, all right? They'll call up and they'll go, the airlines stocks are just so cheap, they're not going out of business. They're not going to. I said, yeah. But what you don't realize is they could do what happened to General Motors, okay? The stock, they declared bankruptcy. The stock was wiped out. Everybody in General Motors who had pensions and they had all their, they got wiped out. And then they just reissued new stock. That could happen to the airlines, could happen to Boeing, you know, in terms of the stock right now, you know, and people don't realize, no, they're not going out of business, but the stock can go to zero.
Right.
Right.
And the Fed is coming in and they are going to support some of the corporate debt market.
Right.
And there are discussions that they would come in and help some of these companies by buying their stock.
And that's what they did with General Motors.
Right.
And that type of thing. But
right.
But the original stock, they're going to buy their stock after. And, you know,
right.
They may not do that, but,
right.
But be aware, that happened,
right.
You know.
Yeah, that's scary. No
question. So what you have to look at is the companies that are in tremendous financial position. You know, mm-hmm. Barron's was suggesting, believe it or not, the Googles and the Facebooks and the Amazons, you know, David's favorite stock.
Mm-hmm.
And they point out all the cash they have available. They're not in any difficulty, right? So if you're interested in any company, you know, you got to look at how much cash they have, how much debt they have.
And, yeah, he's looking for a dividend play,
right.
Though.
Yeah, but yeah, I know you're looking at dividends, but
just not the place here.
I know those names are great. They're never the ones I've always invested in. I may have to just change.
Well, it's possible. I'm just saying they're suggesting that. Doesn't mean it's right, you know, but it makes sense that they're in very good financial condition, all right?
Well, Amazon in the fall, some people have called in and saying, hey, you keep on saying Amazon. It was $1,700 a share. The market's been devastated, and it's 1846. It's mm-hmm. down from
right. yeah,
2185.
But it's up from there. Yeah,
yeah, yeah people are yeah. shopping there.
Right.
Yeah.
So what you want to see, you want to see in a lot of stocks is you want to see stocks that start resisting going down, you know, stop going down on bad news. But be aware of anyone that's in significant difficulty can end up filing bankruptcy. Right?
Sure.
So you got no one to hold them. You got no one to fold them.
There you go. Very good song.
Thanks a lot.
May Kenny rest in peace.
Okay, you take care. Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Okay, right now, phone lines wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And if the two callers on the line will be patient, we'll take a quick one-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Dollar Doctors, every Saturday morning, live from 10 to 11, Willard Saperston and Peter Greco of Saperston Asset Management answer your questions about stocks, bonds, and mutual funds. The Dollar Doctors are heard live every Saturday morning on ESPN 1520 Buffalo. Their shows are also available 24/7 at saperston.com. Years of previous shows are available there. The Dollar Doctors shows also rebroadcast Saturday night at midnight. If you'd like to have Saperston Asset Management evaluate your portfolio and discuss management services, you can contact Willard or Peter by calling in Buffalo 854-7541 or toll-free 800-879-7541. Again, in Buffalo, 854-7541, toll-free 800-879-7541. Now back to the Dollar Doctors. You've been listening to...
Ew. Who was that?
Oh.
Somebody interrupted me.
There you go.
Welcome back to the Dollar Doctor Show, brought to you by Saperston Asset Management. Securities offered through Brighton Securities out of Rochester, New York. Member FINRA, SIPC, registered with the MSRB and an RIA. Give us a call. Phone line's wide open, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to...
Boeing suspended their dividend Friday.
Did they?
Yeah.
So much for Boeing's dividend.
Right.
Anyway, and I'm sure they had to do
that.
Yeah. So we're going to go what? You said to Art? We're going to?
Yes.
Go to Art.
How you doing?
Great. Good morning. Wishing good health to everybody at Saperston.
Well, yeah, same you to you, too. Believe me.
Yeah. Also, it was great to hear the Dreamer last weekend. I was listening in.
Yeah, did you go on a cruise, or were you going, or are you scheduled?
Excellent point. I have a note here. I have a cruise scheduled for the end of July, a week to Bermuda, but it's cancelable at 100%. So it looks like the ships aren't sailing right as of now. I don't know when they're going to go again, if they do.
Yeah.
I have two stocks I'm interested in today. And first one is Valley Bank, and it's a regional bank right around the corner from me.
Mm-hmm.
But they do have some branches in New York and other places around New Jersey. Now, it closed at 680. It's down 99 cents for the week. It is paying a 6.5% dividend, and the 52-week is 6 to 12.14. Now, I own quite a bit of this for over 10 years, and I'm thinking of, you know, my cost basis is 11, right on the button. So I was thinking of buying if it gets to 6, and then I can sell it at the 11 brand, the 11 group. I'd like to know the point and figure or the technical.
Now, what's the symbol on it, though?
VLY.
What is it? Yeah, Valley National Bank.
Valley?
Yeah, VL.
See, there's one. In the old days, it used to be kind of obvious what the symbol would be.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. But I don't remember. Oh, my God.
Yeah, $6.80.
Boy,
yeah, the financials have been devastated, obviously, too.
Well, the point and figure charts give you nothing. You know, in other words, you've blown through all support since 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Let me take a look at a different chart real quick. But I always say real quick as if that's going to happen. But we will try to look
That'll rush it through.
Yeah, I just want to look at it like a monthly chart on this. Let's see.
I mean, the problem with this one is even on the good days, the stock hasn't done much. I mean, in the last couple of weeks.
Sure.
Not that there's been that many good days. So,
I've had an account with them for over 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I would say the long-term support for this is now in the... well, if it doesn't hold here, you could go to 3.
Wow. If it doesn't hold at 6?
Yep.
680, yeah, 6, yeah.
Wow. Then it's most likely going to cut the dividend if it's 6.5% now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you're going to see, depending again what type of assistance, but I don't think you're going to have Congress liking the idea that companies are getting assistance so they can pay their shareholders. I mean,
right.
It's the employees in that.
Yeah,
have they closed their branches to foot traffic or no?
No, I went and make a cash some checks, and they had a person who's the assistant manager at the door letting people in one at a time and giving them a look over before they come in. And they locked the door behind me, and then I sat at a desk. They don't have any more stand-up teller windows.
Mm. Yeah, well, take 4. You know, 4 is a possibility. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That sounds all right. So then... I would buy in if it got that low. I have a lot of faith in the bank itself, not necessarily the financials. But
well, as long as you have a lot of faith, and we always say, and we haven't said in the show so far, do your own research.
Do your own research.
Yeah, and you've got to do a lot of research, and you know, there's a lot of things. I mean, there's a lot of things people are not thinking about. You know, so
sure.
Yeah. What was the other one?
Second item would be Ford. Now, that was $4.33, down $1.30 for the week. I owned this many years ago when it was around 9. Now, its range was $4.10 to $10.56 in the last year. What would you think of that stock?
Well, don't forget, back in, 2008, what was it, $1, $1 and a quarter? Possibility.
They don't have a better idea anymore. That wasn't that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it could happen, you know, that, you know, I don't know what their, you know, if you want to look into it, you should look into what their cash is, what their debt is, you know.
Okay.
And
they're one of the weaker autos, I think, based on financials. And people aren't buying cars.
So, I mean, you hate to say it, but it was a $1 stock back in 2008.
Right, I see. Oh, okay, I
didn't know that. But, yeah. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, there are going to be opportunities here, and that's why David's saying, if you are going to buy something, don't put it all in on something, you know. Don't make an all-in bet. Sure, if the market rallies all of a sudden, you're going to say, oh, those guys are idiots, you know. I wanted to put all of it in there, you know, but it's the way it is.
Absolutely. I'm wondering whether this cash distribution to individuals is going to be a taxable amount or tax-free. $3,000.
Who knows?
I'm going to be watching my mailbox. You know,
yeah, who knows with the government there.
I won't qualify, though.
Yeah, I know.
That won't be a problem. But they are also in Passaic County, they're bringing breakfasts and lunches to the kids that didn't go to school.
Right.
I remember I got breakfast at home, and I got a lunch packed for me as I went to school. I didn't depend on people to deliver it to me.
Well, it's a little bit different today. So there's, at least in the city of Buffalo, there's a number of kids that if they didn't have a meal at school, they wouldn't get a meal. So.
And I compliment you on your memory because I can't remember what we did.
Right.
Well, we didn't have any meals at school.
Yeah. Right? No, I don't think we did. Oh. Yeah.
Well, we had a cafeteria.
Right.
In high school.
We had a terrible cafeteria, and he got a sandwich for 12 cents, but they could make about 15 sandwiches out of one can of tuna fish. So it really wasn't very nourishing.
I hate tuna fish. Anyway.
Yeah. All right. Well, you're having a great show again.
Well, thank you very much.
Peter, yeah, it was nice talking to you the other day on the phone.
Well, it's all right. Nice talking
right,
to you.
Stay
and
safe.
Be safe.
Right.
Take care.
Right on. Thank you.
Right now, phone lines are wide open again, 803-1520, toll-free 800-879-7541. And we're going to go next to, is that Dom in Florida?
Yes. Very good.
Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. I have a question about a particular stock that I owned that was part of a buyout by Thermo Fisher.
Mm-hmm.
And the symbol is QGEN. Now, the stock was, it hasn't closed yet,
mm-hmm.
but about 3 or 4 weeks, they make test kits. They make, it's a fairly large company,
mm-hmm.
and they make a lot of test kits for breast cancer and other things. But they were offered $43.20 in cash,
mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
no stock, and plus the debt that they owed.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's supposed to close in next year, early next year.
Yeah, that's the
problem. But this particular stock, I had 200 shares, and I sold 100 shares
mm-hmm.
at 41-something.
Very good. Yep.
You know, but I kept the other 100 shares, and in the meantime, the stock has dropped to $36 and change.
Mm-hmm.
And since this is an all-cash offer, and not related to the stock, because if the stock price would go up and down, the amount you would get would be different.
Mm-hmm.
I want to add more to it. I don't understand why the stock is going down.
Well, you're going to get a 10% difference
You normally get a 10% difference, you
right.
know, especially yeah. it depends on when a deal is going to close and that far out. Yeah.
Right. It's next year, early first quarter next year.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you
don't know how the world will be a year from now.
Well, Thermo Fisher is doing pretty well.
Well, I agree. No, I agree. Yeah.
I mean, I don't see them backing out of, you know,
yeah,
backing
but, yeah.
out of this particular act, but they could.
Even backing out of it. You don't know what would be affecting these companies, you know.
Yeah, they may need the cash that they were going to buy this company for
who knows?
To do other keep their regular business. You know, we're just trying to
play the devil's advocate here, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
it sounds like a great idea.
See,
It sounds like a great idea. I mean, I did pick up another 100 shares,
mm-hmm.
and then I was thinking I should be doing more, you know. But Thermo Fisher's in the right area.
Right.
You know, and this company is definitely in the right area because that's
mm-hmm.
why they acquired it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's gone from the 41-something that I sold it down to 36.
Well, people are liquidating. So you would sell something like this. Again, I don't know it factually, but I would assume you would sell something like this because it had been holding up if you needed to liquidate. So the Thermo Fisher, is it a U.S.-based company?
I don't know either.
Okay, because it's a Dutch company.
Yeah.
So
T-H-O.
Yeah. But, QGen, you're saying, is a Dutch company,
yes.
right?
T Thermo Fisher.
Right.
The other one is a Dutch company.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Thermo
yeah,
Fisher is U.S.-based.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but this is, you know, things have become more uncertain a year out, so it's going back to at least the normal arbitrage, you know.
Yeah, but it's way past that.
Well, 10% of what, 43 is 37, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's 30, right there.
Whatever.
Yeah.
I think it's a pretty damn good deal.
If 38, you know, 39, really. But
I mean, if it wasn't an all-cash offer,
right?
I would sell it, you know.
Oh, no question,
But being an all-cash offer, they I mean, it's...
So if you're looking for us to...
I don't know.
Confirm your thoughts, we're not going to do that.
I see what your logic is, but
right.
Who knows? You know, I mean,
right.
you're a year out. I don't like that. You know, I really don't. You know.
Okay. One other question. A couple questions. I've had three calls this morning that people are panicking. Two of them from kids of mine that I keep telling them that, you know, you got to look at 87, the stock dropped 25% in 2 days. And, you know, if you look at a 30-year chart, there you can't even hardly notice it. You know, I mean, and the other thing that I keep telling everybody, and Kramer actually had the guy from Starbucks
mm-hmm.
on television telling everybody that they're companies in China are all open.
Mm-hmm.
97% of them are all open.
Right.
Apple has all their stores in China open. You know, they have all their stores in Europe closed. They have all their stores in the U.S. closed. Same with Starbucks. But there's an end here. You know, I mean, people got to realize that. They're freaking out. They, you know, it's a virus. You know, it's not like 2008, when the whole financial system was on the verge of collapse.
It may be.
You know, I mean...
No, the financial system may be on the verge of collapse. You don't know.
See, I'm more confident that, like you, Dom, that we will get through this and this and that. But people are nervous. I mean, there is no doubt. And, you know, Peter and I are sitting in here wearing vinyl gloves. I wear them in the office, even though we're very well separate. Yeah. It's very well clean.
But it's not just the virus. It depends on how much damage is done to the whole financial economic system.
Yeah. Harvard Law, or Harvard Business School, has a tremendous amount of case studies that they go through. There ain't nothing on this one.
That's right.
I mean,
can't compare this to 1987, believe me.
No, because there's no income. We were all working in
80s. Exactly.
Well, not all of us, but we were all having a paycheck come in.
Yeah, and SARS, the same thing. You know.
And the other thing I disagree with is, why is the government going to send me a check? You know, I mean, I'm retired. I don't have a job. If they want to send people money, they should send people that file for unemployment. Let them send them $2,000, $3,000, because they're going to have to go and get health care insurance.
Right. We don't know. We don't know what the bill is.
But the final
so we don't know if you are retired. You know, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, I mean,
I know what you're saying. That's
Or you're like a lot of all my kids are working from home now.
Mm-hmm.
They're still receiving the paycheck. They haven't lost any money as far as that goes, but they're going to get a stimulus check. What? Why? You know, why are we wasting that money doing that? If you want to help people, help the people that need to be helped. The people that are losing their jobs, the people that are losing their health care, those are the people you should be concentrating on.
Yeah, well, I agree with you. I agree.
Not sending a 70-year-old guy a check and the guy's worrying about, is it going to be taxable or not? You know, that's foolish as far as I'm concerned. Well, but anyways,
you make a good point.
As far as the Boeing situation goes, I'm afraid that they may do what you said. They may just take it all the way to bankruptcy.
Yep.
You know, because they had a big line of credit, 13-point-something billion.
And they drew it down, right?
And they drew it down in 1 month.
Right.
You know, so what is
They drew it down. A lot of these companies drew them down because in 8 and 9, they went to draw them down and they were gone.
It was gone.
They removed them. Yep. So the Fed has come in and put enough liquidity in that they haven't done that. You know, that could be the reason. So.
It could be, but anytime I hear the government's going to be involved in the stock, I think of GM, you know, so.
Right. Yeah. Well, GM, they wiped out all the shareholders. Did they wipe out all the shareholders in AIG?
I think they did. I think AIG went under because a new stock was issued again.
Yeah. Yep. How about Citi?
Citi, I don't remember.
I don't think they did.
They may not have.
I don't think.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think.
Brought it down to like a buck or something like that.
I don't think Citi, no.
No. I mean, and the last question I have is, let's say I want to buy the bonds for Boeing,
mm-hmm.
which will be guaranteed, you know, just like I bought preferred shares of
Well, they're
companies.
Not guaranteed.
Why are they guaranteed?
Well, they might have seniority when it comes to being paid, but depending on what the covenants of the bond are. Yeah. So they're not guaranteed.
But in 2008, I bought preferred shares in Ford. I bought preferred shares in AIG. Mm-hmm. I bought preferred shares in Boeing. I was buying all preferred shares because they were guaranteed to be paid back at 20. I bought General Motors preferred shares, two or three different ones. Now, they never paid the full $25 that they were issued at, but I actually received dividends from the preferred shares from Ford that was like crazy amount,
mm-hmm.
you know, 40-50%. Until they called it back in at 25, but mm-hmm. I bought them at $2-3.
Mm-hmm.
So, is there a way to buy the bonds? There isn't hardly any preferred shares. There are in banks.
I mean, people might want to look at. I mean, any firm can buy you bonds. You know, there's no question about that. But you know, like if you're only buying a small amount, you just pay a little bit more. You know.
But wouldn't it be better to buy, if you wanted to buy Boeing, wouldn't it be better to buy the bonds than the regular general stock?
Well, normally it is.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the upside either.
Mm-hmm. Well, normally it is. You know.
No, but if somebody's looking at Boeing as a stock, they're looking for it to go from 98 to 400 as opposed to bonds.
Well, it depends how low the bonds go.
Yeah, but you're not going to get the same.
I forgot they had it in Barron's today where the bonds were. I forgot. Yeah, but they've dropped.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah. Well, that's where I want to start looking next week.
Well, it's not a bad idea, really.
Yeah, look into it.
You got it. That's what really paid off for me when mm-hmm. 2008 hit.
Right.
So, I mean, but there's hardly any preferreds left. Boeing doesn't have any.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know that A&G doesn't have any. Ford doesn't have any.
Right.
So they bought them all back.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess that's it for me, gentlemen.
All right.
Well, appreciate the call.
Stay safe.
All right. Bye.
Stay safe. Take care. And we have about a minute to go. We always say keep a little powder dry because you know why we always said that. You know, keep some available, you know, for opportunities. And opportunities will be created. And just think logically about, you know, not just jumping at something, you know, and unless you're going to be the kind of person that said, I should have jumped. Look, we just had a big rally. You know, so it's that type of thing. Just don't throw everything in at once. Make sure you do your own research. Buy well-financed companies with good balance sheets. And all these wild stocks that people are playing in the drugs and so forth, most of them are trading stocks. Other than some of the real big companies. So watch out for the smaller ones. If you're lucky enough to get a big profit, take it.
Right. We had some question on the chat box quickly asking, like, M&T, how's their, you know, dividend? Is it safe?
You have to do some work, and we'll look at it. Hopefully David will check it. Until next week, be safe, and we wish the best to everybody. We'll be back next week. Take care.